I am here this morning. We, you know, checked out the weather. We are up to 32 degrees. We are at freezing. Woohoo! And it is a Tuesday. So I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Holmes County post of the State Highway Patrol. Yes, I do insert that like air time. And I think it should be labeled that, the Worcester Holmes County post.
Yes, and I am back again.
We have not scared him off yet. And you had your official announcement from the State Patrol about your promotion to lieutenant and your move to Worcester, the Worcester post. So, you know, it's all official now.
Yes, officially
it's
official.
Facebook official.
Yeah. My relationship with the Worcester post is Facebook official.
A workmanship with Worcester.
Yes. Not an entanglement.
It's not a situationship, let's say. But, you know, as you're getting settled in here at your new post and stuff, you know, you've had winter. We've had the most winter we've had in a while. And so along with winter comes folks forgetting how to drive.
Yes, it seems to be an issue.
And it comes with, we've had some horrible road issues. There are many times where there are parts of me that were tense that I didn't know could be tense. And so trying to drive in this. So, you know, what are we looking at numbers wise? How have we fared?
Well, since December 1st of 2024, Holmes County has seen 114 reported crashes as of now. That number could always change, but we have 114 on the books, and of those crashes, 31 were speed related. So it means mainly just driving too fast for the conditions.
Slow down. Oh, I saw that yesterday going home. Dude flew past me like he was mock speeding it just to hit Holmesville and have to slow down.
Right. So like I said, 31 speed related crashes, and also there were 18 failure to yield crashes as well. So make sure you're looking before you leave those stop signs.
And 8 sides and red with white letters
means do not proceed until it's clear.
What else we got?
We have seen an uptick in mature-related crashes and youth-related crashes. So a mature-related crash would be anything involving somebody the age of 65 or older, and a youth-related crash is anything 25 or younger.
Woohoo, I'm finally out of one and not in the other yet.
Yes, we're in the medium zone right there. But of those youth-related crashes, 21 of them were teen-related. So those 21 crashes, that just comes down to a lot of inexperience with those teen and youth-related crashes. So make sure that you're slowing down and watching your speed.
And, you know, as a parent, it's okay to sometimes be like, all right, let's go for a drive and see how they're doing.
Yes, and if you need to go out into a parking lot, which I plan to do with my daughter, my daughter's 13 years old, so...
You're getting close.
Here in a couple of years, we're going to be finding a parking lot when it snows and showing her the limits of the braking.
There are no limits. That's the thing. There are no limits.
The limit is no limits.
My first winter ever driving, I waited to get my license till I was 18 because of money, and I started out driving a lunch truck in that first winter, and it was terrifying, and I'm still not a fan of winter driving.
Never recovered.
No. I called my boss one time because the truck was sliding everywhere. He's like, he was on his way to visit his family in Boston, and he's like, what did you do? Make a right turn and end up in the North Pole? And I'm like, no, I'm at Jefferson and Bellbrook. He's like, turn around and go home. And call everybody and say you're not coming. I've gotten better. I usually, you know, there's some times where you just can't go. The road's just, you got to wait.
Right. And it's always best. Drive to your ability is what we always say. And if you have no ability, don't drive. But looking at Wayne County as well, we'll move on.
Before we get ourselves in trouble there, before I say something that people won't like me anymore.
So looking at Wayne County so far has seen a reported 343 crashes from December 1st, 2024 to now. 39 of those were unbelted. So that's what, almost roughly 10.
Wear your seatbelt.
A little bit more than 10% of people in those crashes not wearing your seatbelt. And that does lead to an increase in injuries and possible injuries. And of those crashes, of those 343, we saw 239 crashes involving youthful and mature drivers.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. So, once again, those youthful drivers, youth-related was 121 out of those 343 crashes. So, just a lot of inexperience. And
kids, you just take your time.
Yes, take your time. Plan ahead. Make sure you have enough time to get to where you're going. If you need to be there 15 minutes early, leave 15 minutes early.
Earlier than that.
Earlier than that, yeah.
Parents, remember, you know, whether you're, you know, like with you, your kids aren't quite old enough to drive yet, but you know, as a parent, they're watching you when you drive. So, you know, especially as they're really starting to get in those last few years leading up to it, remember when you're driving, maybe to be like, hey, I'm doing this because, and kind of throw little helpful tips. I apparently cannot speak today. Tips. And just know that when you know, do a road rage and yell at somebody, and that's what they're learning about driving.
Right. It is. Also phones.
And we're seeing that problem.
if they see you with your phone in your hand, that's exactly what they're going to do as well. So
they are mere images.
Yeah, it looks like 10 of those Wayne County crashes were attributed to distracted driving. And of the Holmes County crashes, at least 5 of them were attributed of those people that admitted to being on their phone when they were driving.
So there's a rule now. You can get in trouble for being on your cell phone while driving.
Yes. Any type of manipulation of the phone other than holding it up to your ear for a phone call. So holding it, looking at your GPS, or holding it, looking at a text message, checking an email, anything like that where you are supporting the phone with your body or your hand is a violation.
So they got all these cool little things to hook your phone up to. And most of them aren't that expensive these days. Get a clip, put your phone up, set it before you leave, and roll.
Right. The one I just got from my car, it's a little thing right there, holds on with a magnet, and it was $10 on Amazon.
How did we make it back in our map days?
We printed them.
I did. I actually have done it within the last... 2022, I printed a map from MapQuest.
Did you do a MapQuest?
Yes, I did.
I don't know how we got her in.
Well, we had big old maps and atlases, and I used to have to write the directions backwards. So like if on the way there it was right, left, right, I'd have to cross them out and write it in to be able to get back to where I'm going.
your own version of directions.
So you know, we have some folks who, you know, need to slow down, they need to pay attention and, you know, help with those youthful drivers. But one of the hardest things is the mature drivers, as you called them. You know, that's a hard conversation to have sometimes with those folks.
It is. And if you do know anybody within your family who maybe shouldn't be driving, you might need to sit down and have that conversation with them. Because we do see a lot of traffic crashes or incidents with our mature drivers.
I tell my friend, who is the same age as my mom, we're just friends, so she's in her 60s. I'm like, your kids live far away. I'm going to be the one that has to take your keys away, aren't I?
Well, it is a tough conversation because people need to get around. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those things where you do have to sit down and like I said, have those tough conversations with people.
My sister and my brother had to have that with my mom already, so I didn't have to be a part of that, so I'll probably get bamboozled into it with my friend after all.
Let's not have the person who talks for a living talk to mom about this.
But, you know, with all these accidents and, you know, no seatbelts and phone-distracted drivings and stuff, you guys are out there, you know, looking for that, trying to keep the roads safer, trying to, you know, if you see signs of somebody who isn't paying attention to the roadway and they're all over, you know, the lane and stuff, you guys are out there and trying to keep the roads safer. You're not trying to get a quota. And so, but you're shorthanded at this point.
We are. We're not as bad as we were a couple of years ago. During COVID, we lost a lot of people to retirement and everything, and we weren't putting on the classes like we used to due to the pandemic. So our numbers were down a little bit when it comes to recruitment and everything like that. So we're starting to pick back up, but we always do need qualified people to join the ranks.
And there's lots of things you can do. It's not about wearing the stiff uniform. Although you guys, out of all the police in the state, you guys have the best uniforms.
We do.
But you guys have lots of opportunities within the patrol that you can get involved in. It's not all about driving a car or watching people speed.
Right. Like for me, for instance, I was a canine handler for almost 8 years. We have canine, we have aviation, we have motor vehicle inspectors. We have an SRT, which is basically our SWAT team. So there's plenty of things that you can do.
Got undercover.
Yeah, we have investigators. We have vehicle theft units. So the highway patrol is not just driving a fast car and pulling people over.
Eating donuts.
No, it's more coffee than donuts.
Because y'all have weight to maintain.
Well, we do have weight to maintain, but doesn't everybody like donuts, though?
You can't go wrong. Somebody told me the other day they don't like glazed donuts.
No.
And I was glad I was sitting down.
That's like, you can go up to anybody. Go up to the clerk at the grocery store and be like, so you're eating a donut.
Have you ever pulled over a donut truck?
I refuse. Krispy Kreme gets a pass. So.
But you guys have opportunities. You have your own OSP school. It's not your typical academy either.
We do. We go through it. It's a paramilitary academy. So you are in Columbus at our Highway Patrol Academy for approximately 6 months of training. When I went through the academy, it was 31 weeks. You're there Monday through Friday. So we usually came on Sunday night and got out Friday evening. You stay there. Your uniforms are paid for. They pay you while you're going through the academy. Right now, cadets are making $22 an hour for a 40-hour work week while you're going through. And like I said, you're not paying for your food while you're there. You're not paying for your uniform.
That's a good deal.
It is. It is. And upon graduation, the pay for the first year is $31.19 per hour. And that does not include our benefits, which is paid vision and dental insurance. We get a workers' compensation package. You get tuition reimbursement. If you're trying to get your degree, you have credit union access to the Highway Patrol Credit Union. You get 2 to 6 weeks of vacation based upon years of service. And you're entitled to 11 paid holidays, 4 personal days, and 10 paid sick days per year.
It's a pretty good gig.
It is.
But there are some downsides to it. You see some things.
You do see some things, but you got to remember that you're doing good in the community, and that outweighs the good always outweighs the bad.
So, how does somebody, if they're considering the patrol, what can they do to get more information? You know, do they have the opportunity to talk to you guys if they see you out and about, or can they call the office?
They do. If you see any trooper out and about and you're interested in a job, go up and talk to them. Believe it or not,
they're all so friendly.
Very friendly.
At least all the ones from your post that I have met have been super friendly.
At least the ones that come and do radio shows.
My neighbor.
Yes. But there are some minimum requirements that you must meet. So while you're going through the academy, you must turn at least 21 years old by the time you graduate. And you cannot be any older than 40 years old when you go into the academy. You need to have a high school diploma or GED. You must have a valid operator's license, and you can't have any more than 6 points on your license. So in order to be
so
a
you
trooper,
can have up to five.
In order to be a trooper, you have to be able to drive.
What?
And drive correctly. So,
but you guys do learn to drive police defensive driving, correct?
Yes. So there is a driver's course while you're going through the academy where you learn to...
And you can correct some of your problems.
Maneuver the vehicle. We have, all applicants must be of good moral character. So we're looking for upstanding people to be members of the Highway Patrol. You must be a U.S. citizen. You must, reside within the state of Ohio prior to graduating the academy. So we do take applicants from out of state, but you just have to live here by the time you graduate. You need to be able to pass a hearing and vision test, and you need to successfully complete every step of the application process.
There's no blind troopers.
No blind troopers.
I mean,
I'm
you
sure
should be
people
able to drive.
Would like that. But no, there are not. Oh, and our tattoo policy has changed. So a lot of members of the military, I know that were in my unit, have arm tattoos. As long as those tattoos do not show on your hands, your neck, your face, or anything that's going to be visible while wearing the long sleeve uniform, those tattoos are generally admissible now.
So did they not let tattoos before? Sorry, I really am struggling with the talking.
Before, the tattoos could not be visible wearing a short sleeve. So now the rules have changed with the Highway Patrol that you can wear a long sleeve shirt all year round to cover that tattoo. So you're allowed to have
them. So if you see a trooper in August in 90 degree heat wearing the long sleeves, you know he's got some tattoos.
He's tatted up.
Or she.
Yeah, or they. They're going to be tatted up. So, and we do have a pretty good retirement package as well. So you can retire at a minimum age of 52 with 25 years of service. Pension benefits are currently 61 to 79% of your average salary for those highest paid 5 years. So if you do 30 something years, you can retire at 79% of your highest paid 5 years.
So not a bad gig.
No,
and you get to help people. And so that's really a promising point of all of it, but it's hard work.
It is, and it's rewarding work. So I don't know what else I would do. I wouldn't have chosen anything else to do for a career, and I'm glad that I work for the Highway Patrol. It really is a great organization.
And I'm sitting here watching him say it. He's saying it honestly. So unless they teach you how to say things with and look honest and not be honest, he's being honest.
I looked her directly in the eyes when I said it.
He was for serious
that she understood.
Like this, I'm meaning what I'm saying.
So you can apply online at the Highway Patrol's homepage under the recruitment or training tab there, or you can stop at your local post or stop a trooper when you see him.
And check out your new post. Just got remodeled.
We did get remodeled. It was very nice.
It's so nice. I say it like I've seen it and I've never seen it.
Well, I believe the post was built in the late 1960s.
Before us.
Yes. So the wood paneling.
You weren't a fan of the wood paneling?
I mean, in my grandmother's basement.
I have wood paneling in my, not a lot, just little.
You know, maybe a remodel's in store.
It's on the list of things to do.
Yes.
So great opportunities with the patrol post. And if you think you meet those qualifications or if you have more questions, check it out. Look into it. It's a great opportunity.
Yes. Come see us.
Yes. Any last words to Lieutenant Perrin? Anything else we want to share with the folks before we wrap her up for today?
No, just drive safe, be careful, and I hope everybody has a great day.
And wear your seatbelts.
Wear it.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back with ABC News on WKLM.